And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. It is Wednesday, November 28th, and I am Jason, your host of Tweets and Tunes. You can find us here every Wednesday on CITR from 6:30 to 8 a.m. in the morning. And great show coming up for you. I have a lot of brand new music for some great local bands here in Vancouver. And feel free to touch base with us throughout the show. You can reach us by phone at 604-822-2487. Find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes or facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And you can find us on our lovely, brand spanking new website, tweetsandtunes.com, powered by Crave Media from here in Vancouver. So, another beautiful Wednesday. I think this is going to be the last before the rain returns, but we've had a great couple of days here in Vancouver. Sunshine in November. Who would have thought it? Certainly not I. At CITR, we've been having Shindig, our Battle of the Bands, and last night was our second-to-last semi-finals, and congratulations to the winners. Praying for Greater Portland came out on top. So next Tuesday will be our final semifinal, and then off to the finals. You can see that next Tuesday starting at 9 o'clock at one of my favorite places to watch music here in Vancouver, the Railway Club on Dunsmuir and Seymour, right above the 7-Eleven. Go check it out. On the show today, we're going to be talking a little bit social media, as we do here on Tweets and Tunes. An absolute must listen if you are a band or you've got a company and you want to protect your naming rights across several different social media platforms. So we'll touch on that a little bit later in the show. And we're going to have a little Nikki and the Dove coming up right off the bat to get you started this morning. Nikki and the Dove, they're a Swedish indie-tronic trio from Stockholm, and you'll actually find them here in Vancouver. They're on tour, and they are going to be here in the new year on the 23rd of January at the Electric Owl. Be sure and check them out. This is DJ Ease My Mind from their album Instinct. Not people.
So cover the doors with the screens that their bodies disposed. They'll weave their own souls into the frame to grow their foliage in. They'll sew their long hands into their legs to keep them crawlers out. To keep them crawlers out. To keep them crawlers out. Keep them crawlers out, keep them crawlers out, keep them crawlers out.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
All right, welcome back to Tweets and Tunes on Wednesday, November 28th. Just heard a set starting off with Nikki and the Dove and DJ Ease My Mind. And then after that, it was Victoria's Own Wolfheart. That was Charlene Birkenbeck, Aiden Loggins, and Alex Campbell. Did a great little show last week out in Victoria at Lucky Bar. And we finished that off with Canada's Own Purity Ring from their album Shrines. And Crawlers Out, that of course is Megan James and Corin Roddick from Purity Ring, also on tour next year, but no Vancouver dates as of yet. Heading over to Europe and hitting the US and Eastern Canada. So YouTube is about as close as you're going to get to Purity Ring if you're looking at seeing them in the next little while. Back, speaking of YouTube, thank heavens, Justin Bieber is no longer the most viewed video on YouTube. That honor was crowned, or I should say Psy was crowned with that honor, as Gangnam Style surpassed Justin Bieber for the most viewed video ever on YouTube. And other great news from the internet. Of course, Twitter having a prominent impact in many people's lives. But none more so than the newborn daughter of parents in the United States that named their child hashtag. And I cannot see any issues whatsoever with that at school. Thank you, parents of the year. I'm sure your daughter will thank you in years to come, as will daughters named Porsche and Mercedes. But hey, if you can name your daughter Apple, and DeBrickshaw, why not? Why not? We have got a little set coming up here with some local Vancouver bands. Next three songs are all going to be our local flavors and fare. And we're going to start off with Friends of the Show, Tyrannahorse, and a song from the album Garbage Bears. This is Rumble Tumble on Tweets and Tunes. We'll be right back. And good morning. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes here on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Again, you can reach us throughout the show at 604-822-2487 or find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. Three set there, starting off with Tyrannahorse. They are on tour, I believe, mini tour this week, leaving the safe confines of Vancouver to bring their music to the world. And, of course, Prophecy Sun, friend of the show. And another friend of the show, Lisa's Hotcakes, from their new EP, Love Hurts. That was Paralyzed, featuring T-Bone on the Skins. Had a chance to see them live in concert last week at Lanaloo's on Powell Street. Great concert. They were there with Teapot Hill. Great show, great little venue. And better than that, great music, just a really good time. And love bands that sound as good live as they do coming out of the studio. I would say even better. And we finished that off with Coupla from their album Letters Home, and that was formerly known. Not only three local bands, but three bands that have been on our show supporting Tweets and Tunes, and Tweets and Tunes supporting local indie music here in Vancouver. And on the music front, back to online things, iTunes 11. The new update for iTunes is rumored to be coming out here in the next few days. They've taken a really interesting approach based on some of the rumors that we have seen out there. And they're going to give artists the opportunity to upload high-resolution pictures, put more of their information on there. It almost looks like it's becoming a Facebook page-esque type of deal for artists on there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens exactly with the new iTunes and what features it's going to have specifically for artists as an opportunity for them to further promote themselves, whether it's going to take on a MySpace kind of approach. Obviously, Apple had their previous platform where they tried the MySpace thing and couldn't quite get it to work out. They discontinued that earlier this year when they released the new iOS. So if you want to read more about that, head to Mashable under their entertainment section and look for music, and you can find a little bit more about iTunes 11 and what that's going to provide for not only user interface but artists as well. And as I mentioned, coming up here in just a few minutes after our set, we're going to talk about name domain regulation, and not so much the regulation, but certainly being able to go out and secure yourself. There's so many different social media platforms out there, and as a band, as a company, as an artist, your name and being able to protect that on different domains, social media domains, is something that's important to do, especially as you gain more notoriety. So coming up after the next set, we're going to talk specifically about how you can do that, how you can go out there and make sure you've got your name secured on as many platforms as possible. We'll give you a really easy way to do that for your band, for your company, for any other endeavor that you've got on there. And we'll get into that in detail. But it's the 7 o'clock hour, and that means Station ID from my friend Prophecy Sun.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You said you're fine, I didn't know. because you feel not real and always do.
When it is gone, not long, I know you're wrong. I like you a lot, but it's not what you forgot. My heart is cool and true, what's it to you? Because you feel not real and always. And when you said you're fine, I didn't know your mind.
Somebody's staring, somebody's waiting.
My head against the door, your face is on the phone.
Somebody say something amazing.
I didn't know your kind, I didn't know your
somebody's staring, somebody's waiting.
I didn't know your mind, it's just a state of your mind.
You give me all that touching my lips. Your fingers fell down my back. You go in for the kiss. Oh, no, no. Can't resist. I'm under attack. He's so fine. I need you to get it on.
And you are back on Tweets and Tunes. That was Vancouver's own Champagne Republic covering Let's Get It On. And you can find Champagne Republic playing around town weekly. Go check them out on their website. Started off that set with Sex with Strangers from their album Behaviors, and that was Times Electric. And then we heard We Need Surgery from their self-titled album, Stranger. I had the great pleasure of seeing them in concerts, along with Sydney York, who we're going to play coming up next. They were at the Media Club for a fantastic show with Dear Rouge, so a night of three great bands. And Champagne Republic, make sure that you check them out at your local music establishment. All right, happening on Twitter today. You know, looking at the trending topics, IKEA is trending on Twitter. Why? Because they're opening a new store in Winnipeg. Sometimes things happen in the world and they start trending on Twitter, and I'm not sure why, but this is one of them. I'm really not sure that's newsworthy. Maybe for the people in Winnipeg that have had all those spare Allen keys for years and would like to know what to do with them now, their prayers have been answered and IKEA is opening up. But I'm not quite sure that is Twitter-worthy, but who am I to decide? Obviously, millions of other people think it's A-okay. As well, Liberal leadership race, Mark Garneau, ex-astronaut, has thrown his hat in the ring. He will put up his dukes against Justin Trudeau and some other Liberal leadership hopefuls. And the Lakers are on there, but we won't talk too much about that. All right. So we mentioned earlier about looking at your name on different social media sites. So in the majority of people, they'll look and they will have their name on Twitter. And of course, they've got their Facebook page. But there are so many other multi sites out there, so many levels of sites that you can use in social media, many of which I've never used and plenty of which I've never heard of. But obviously protecting your name rights is a really important thing. You look at Twitter, you look at Facebook, and being able to reserve your name before it blows up, obviously at this point, be very difficult for Justin Bieber to actually reserve his name if he hadn't already on Twitter. So there's a great service called namecheck.com. That's N-A-M-E-C-H-K.com. And you can go there and type in your favorite name, and it will show 159 social media sites and let you know the availability of your name there. And looking at such sites as Blogger, Facebook, YouTube, WordPress, Twitter, MySpace, Flickr, LinkedIn, Tumblr, PhotoBucket, Hulu, Vimeo, Squiddo, Etsy, Flickster, Last.fm, TwitPic, YFrog, Dig, and it goes on. And I could actually probably fill up an entire show just mentioning the names of all of the websites that they've got listed on there. There's also, if you Google name check or name search for social media, multimedia sites, you can actually find services that are pay for services where you can go and they will actually, you fill in a profile, they will actually go and register anywhere from 10 up to 100 up to 200 of the most popular social media sites. So if you actually don't have the time to get out there and run each site individually and sign up, there's actually pay for use services where you can get that done. So go ahead, check it out, namecheck.com. That again, namecheck.com, or Google Namecheck and you can actually find services that will go ahead and take care of that for you so that you don't have to do the menial job of signing up 159 of your favorite social media sites. All right, time to pay the bills.
'90s alternative rock band Dave and Myself are celebrating their long-awaited album. Find there on Friday, November 30th at the Rickshaw Theater. 16 years in the making, Find There delivers an onslaught of guitar-driven grunge rock with intriguing, intricate rhythms and left turns that keep the audience on edge. With special guests, previous tenants, One Life Animal, and Hermetic. Get your tickets at www.liveatrickshaw.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Right, tweets and tunes, some Sydney York coming at you with
falters and crackles away. Radio. with damaged goods. You can't do nothing with damaged goods. You can't do nothing with damaged goods. You can't do nothing, I wish you could. My old man used to say, don't chase what you don't wanna catch. All along I knew you were, I knew you were it. Oh, Lord, I'd love to fix you up, but those scars they run too deep, and every night they open up, and you take it out.
And you're back on Tweets and Tunes.
Okay. Wow. Four rockin' songs. You heard Sydney York from their self... not self-titled. From Apocalyptic Radio Cynic and the title track, Apocalyptic Radio Cynic. After that, three brand spankin' new songs here in the station. That was the Luas with Animator, and the song 50-50 from the album Animator, then Modern Superstitions from their self-titled album, and that was School Days. And finishing it all off, the Mohawk Lodge from the album Damaged Goods, and that was Gold River. So, looking back, this day in music, 1991, Nirvana was in the studios at BBC Television for the Top of the Pops in London. And when asked to lip-sync Smells Like Teen Spirit to a pre-recorded tape, Kurt Cobain extended his middle finger to BBC and protested by singing in a low-pitched, funny voice with the rest of the band not even trying to mimic and mime in time to the track. So Kurt's not one to embrace the the requests of media. Unlike many other people who have lip-synced, blamed it on acid reflux, amongst many, many other things. 1999, Rage Against the Machine was number one on the U.S. album chart with the Battles of Los Angeles, and that was their second number one. Who doesn't love Rage Against the Machine? Born on this day, Randy Newman, singer-songwriter. Lots and lots of great shows, movies have had Randy Newman songs in them. Lots of the monsters, the animation ones put out by Pixar, DreamWorks. It's amazing his body of work, actually. Paul Simon actually hailed him as the greatest songwriter alive. And, of course, Sir Paul McCartney, just here in town on Sunday, played a tremendous three-hour show. And also born on this day, 1962, Matt Cameron, drummer with Soundgarden, and who joined Pearl Jam also in 1998. Great story about Matt Cameron. When he was 13 years old, he and some of his friends had a band called Kiss, which you may have heard of another band called Kiss. And so this band of 13-year-old received a letter from the management of the better-known band Kiss, threatening the boys with legal action if they continued to use the name. So shortly after receiving that letter, the band broke up, but that's okay for Matt Cameron. He obviously went on to bigger and better things. And speaking of bigger and better things, it's a little spell from the album Lol and Lookout.
Would you believe a 100 puncturing mosquitoes? Would you believe I'm
fire where the flowers used to grow. I'm never going back, I'm running from the sun. Bullets at my heels, the devil's got a gun. I'm never going home, I'll be the only one. With daylight on my tail and heaven on the run. Rain is jumping up into the clouds. The girl has ceased to make her father proud. Lovers wrapped up in cellophane. The bitter fruit has fallen from its prey. I'm never going back, I'm running from the sun. Bullets at my heels, the devil's got a gun. I'm never going home, I'll be the only one. With daylight on my tail and heaven on the hill.
Given how much time It's in your head, the poetry, it's in your head. Though the poet's dead, the poetry is in your head.
Your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, and you are back on Tweets and Tunes here in Vancouver. You just heard a whole bunch of songs. And I'm going to even tell you what they were. I kicked off that set with Spell from the album Lull and Look Out, of course, featuring, again, Prophecy Sun. She had a show here about a week ago, and she's done some film work as well, some shorts, one being featured at a film festival in Turkey. Yes, the country, not the poultry. Go ahead and find her on the web. You can Google Prophecy Sun and Cupboards, I believe is the name of the short video. After Spell, it was White Horse from the Fate of the World album. Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. And Devil's Got a Gun. And then we gave it up for Regina's Own, Rah Rah, from their album The Poet's Dead. And that was the title track, The Poet's Dead. You may have just heard on our little public service announcement for Safe Amp Society. A great cause. We really don't have any good all-age venues in Vancouver. We've got lots of space, but there's a lot of roadblocks to providing a safe all-ages venue so kids and bands of all ages can get out there and play their music to a much wider audience outside of a place that is licensed to sell the devil's juice alcohol. So go check them out on their website. It's safeamp.org. There's also a compilation CD, a bunch of local bands contributed songs. You'll find people like The Shadows on there. And check it out, support the cause, and really help them out so that we can add another venue. You know, one of the sad things about music in Vancouver, and there's not a whole lot, but it's the real lack of a number of live venues. We've got some great ones, but we need more. Do something today. Nation, get out of your desk. Rise. Go create a safe all-ages venue. Okay. A couple of, again, some more new songs here. Our interweb is just not what it used to be, so I am currently interwebless right now, but that's okay, because we have iPhones, and they save our lives. A couple new songs coming up right now, but I am going to kick it off with a band and an album that I really, really enjoy. This is the self-titled album from the Sheepdogs, All Right, Okay. Beatball.
squeeze them on. I'll meet you sometime, I'll meet you. If only just a complete new, ever you can call. It helps to bleed them all. Say now, alright, I'm okay, I got time. Just be clear my mind.
Daylight breathing yesterday.
put your feelings on for everyone.
Don't let it be your favorite telephone. Don't let it see that you'd rather sleep alone. If I could forget, then I hang you on my wall. We could wake up instead. Let her faces fall. Don't let her know.
All right, you are back, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. You just heard July Talk from their self-titled album that was Let Her Know, and we kicked it all off with The Sheepdogs, another self-titled album, and All Right, Okay. Well, that does it for me. Another 90 minutes of thrilling radio in the books. You can keep up with us during the week until next Wednesday. You can find us online at tweetsandtunes.com, on Twitter at tweetsandtunes, and on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. I will now move over, make way for the loquacious DJ Jack Velvet in the Suburban Jungle, coming at you right now on CITR Radio. Stay classy, Vancouver.